Before the homily, I just want to mention something I wrote in the bulletin last week. Beginning today at the three big masses, Father Luke and I will both give out Holy Communion. Priests and bishops are ordinary ministers of Holy Communion. So it's, in a special way, it's our job to feed the flock. And normally, we're both here after Mass to greet the people. So it makes sense for us to be offering the Holy Eucharist to our people. And then another change is where we're standing. Just for Father and I, we are going to stand right here at the very edge of the communion rail from now on. We have a lot of people who like to kneel, and it makes sense that we have this wonderful kneeling pad. Instead of making them kneel on the hard marble, they can kneel on the pad. Now, you don't have to kneel. That's a choice that you can make. And I encourage all of us not to be judgmental one way or another. God himself is the one who knows what's in our hearts. And for those who kneel, that's wonderful. And if you don't, that's fine too. The extraordinary ministers will still be out just a little past the pilasters here with a server there to with the paten. So that all begins today, and we'll carry that on for the foreseeable future. So as we begin Advent, the first thing to notice is we've switched Gospels. So when you do see Father Luke, you'll have to wish him a happy year, because this is the year of Luke. And when we think about Luke, just like a whole picture of the next year, one of the things that the Gospel of Luke emphasizes about the Lord is his great mercy. So two of the famous parables, although there's more than two, the prodigal son and the Good Samaritan. Those are both in St. Luke. We just concluded our renewal of stewardship. Hopefully you've turned in your stewardship packages. And that was the end of the saying in the prodigal son, go and do likewise. So for the whole year, in a certain way, I encourage you to keep in your minds as you listen to the gospel that God's mercy is what St. Luke emphasizes. However, as we start Advent, that was not the theme of the gospel this morning. I mentioned a few weeks ago that for about a month, the last 2 weeks of the liturgical year and the first 2 weeks of the new year, everything is focused on the end of time. In the Catholic Church, there shouldn't be Christmas trees and manger scenes up until it's Christmas. And the first 2 weeks, we have this intense focus on being ready for the end of time. And so the Lord gave us a little warning in the second half of the gospel. He said, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. So when you think about carousing and drunkenness, obviously that's sinful behavior. And so if you're living a life of sin, you absolutely will not be ready to go out and meet the Lord when he comes in glory. It will be something that you will cower in fear, because when the Lord comes in glory, then we will immediately see our state. And if carousing and drunkenness, you could take all the Ten Commandments, if we are regularly violating those commandments, we're not going to be ready. But the third thing that he mentions, I think it's something that everybody here has struggled with at some point or another, the anxieties of daily life. It's not easy sometimes to persevere. There are a lot of things that happen in life that weigh us down, but we have to remember that by our baptism, we have the eyes of faith. And when Jesus Christ came into the world, he did not come into the world to take away all of the things that we don't like. We still have suffering. We still have sickness. We still have the anxieties of daily life. But because of the crucifixion and resurrection, those things can have redemptive value. It doesn't make them necessarily easier to handle, but we know that we can look to the crucifix and say, I can join my suffering and my anxieties and all the problems of my daily life to the sacrifice of Christ, and it becomes redemptive. Years ago, I was reading a devotional on the Holy Mass, And it said, when the priest holds up the paten to bless the bread. So after the offertory, that's what the priest does. He blesses the bread and then he blesses the wine before he starts the Eucharistic prayer. And this devotional said that's a perfect time to offer up the different crosses you've had that week, your joys and your sorrows, your sufferings, your anxieties of daily life. And that's a way, in a certain way, to redeem them. And we need to do that. Because in the first part of the gospel, the very last part of that, the Lord said, when you see these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, for your redemption is at hand. If we're persevering with the grace of God, which is first of all his gift, not ours, then when he comes in glory, that's exactly what we'll do. We'll run out, we'll stand up straight, and we'll look to the east because our redemption is at hand. We have nothing to fear if we're living with Christ. And so in the opening collect, what do we pray for? That we would run out with our righteous deeds to meet the Lord when he comes in glory. What a beautiful gift that is, that God allows us, when we're in a state of grace and we do the good works, he allows us to take those things to the judgment. And they accompany us, all the good things that we've done. And so as we start Advent in somewhat of a stark way, with this admonition to be ready, we have nothing to be afraid of. Because we have the grace of Christ. And if we don't, we should. If we have sinned, we need to get to confession and make that something of your Advent resolution. If you don't regularly go, that's something I encourage you to start doing. And then use this Advent time as a way to prepare. Advent is penitential. So we wear purple because purple is the color of penance. I like to tell my K-State friends that all the time. And that's something we have to remember. But it's not strictly penitential. You notice we didn't sing the Gloria, but we did sing the Alleluia. And so we're in this sort of different season where we have some penance, but we still have this focus on the joy of this season. And so we need to do penance. We need to turn away from our sins. And we need to do good works. And we need to ask the Lord to help us to persevere each day, that we don't get caught in drunkenness and carousing, that we don't get weighed down by the anxieties of daily life, but rather that we stand firm in the grace of Christ, and when he comes, we go out, we stand erect and lift our heads, because our redemption is at hand.